Welcome to the Root of It All podcast with Tree, where you will learn new habits for human betterment. We talk about all things related to personal growth and everything is on the table. Each episode, we'll explore different topics like self-care, mindfulness, goal setting, and more, with a focus on practical tips and actionable advice you can start implementing in your life today. Our goal is to help you become the best version of yourself and live a more meaningful life. So grab a drink, cozy up, take your dog for a walk or go for a drive. Join us for some fun and meaningful conversations with some amazing humans. Let's grow together.
Hey everyone, this is Tree with the Root of It All with Tree. And today we have Kenzie Osborne with us, and she is a nutrition coach. So thanks for being here, Lindsay. And why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what is a nutrition coach?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Tree. I think this is a really great question because there are so many different titles when it comes to nutrition in the industry. And so I get this asked a lot. Now, a nutrition coach, so my background is in both nutrition education and culinary nutrition education. So in order to be a natural nutrition clinical practitioner, which is a big long word for what I am, you do need to have a nutrition background, a solid nutrition education background. And you also need to have experience with building habits, helping people through some emotional and mindset challenges that happen, especially when it comes to food. And you need to have this accountability coaching experience. So really know how to help somebody achieve their goals in a simple and progressive manner. When we look at someone like a dietitian, they are more from a prescriptive side. So what I mean by that is a lot of times if you have a specific medical condition that needs a really specific nutrition or diet protocol to help manage that, you're going to want to see a dietitian because they're going to know more of the medical side of how to help you through that. But if you're just someone who's looking for getting, healthier habits, building a healthy relationship with food, then a nutrition coach might be the right fit.
And so tell us, like, what made you get into this in the first place?
Yeah. So my story is a little long, so I'll shorten it as much as I can for you. So as a young athlete, I was a young athlete playing tennis, and there was a lot of stigma back then of eating a certain way, very restrictive diets, having a certain body image as an athlete. And unfortunately, with a lot of that stigma around being a female athlete, I had developed quite a severe eating disorder. And through my years of recovery through that eating disorder, my parents really helped me transform my relationship with food, particularly in pointing out food as a form of nourishment, and not just nourishment for the body, but also nourishment for your mind and nourishment for your soul. So really loving food for all that it provides you with, and having this holistic view of all of the benefits of food. And of course, that was a long process. And at the end of it, I actually decided to enroll in culinary school with a focus in nutrition to really learn more about how food, again, affects the mind, body, and soul, and how you can actually cook for a bunch of different people, different lifestyle needs, different flavor preferences, and make it a part of your life that is just a great part of your life. I think we find a lot of, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of confusion around food and nutrition. And I just wanted to be able to help others find their way and navigate food so that it can become just a piece of their life that actually uplifts them and inspires them and doesn't add stress and overwhelm. And so I continued through different coaching programs to work from a health coaching perspective, to work from that recipe development perspective, transformational leadership perspective. And now I'm here today working as a nutrition coach, and I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you can tell, even if you're either watching this or you're listening to it, you can hear the passion in Kenzie's voice about what it is that she does. And that's sort of what gravitated me towards you and the interest in terms of what it is that you do. And I find the interesting thing with people, like I work with a lot of people that, like, in terms of weight loss, and it's cool what you're talking about, what people sort of gravitate towards. And so the common themes that I find is that people that are searching for more sweets, they're looking for more adventure in their life. People that are gravitating towards more like carbs kind of thing, they're looking for more comfort, right? So if they're in a lot of stress or overwhelm, they're generally looking for more comfort and things like that. Or if they don't have much going on in their life, then they're looking for those sweets. So the cool thing about you is that you can offer those up for people, but having healthier versions, so people aren't like going down negative rabbit holes or overeating or picking too many, or they're like you said, feeding their soul, right? But in a healthy way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really interesting. So food is so connected to our emotions, and there's lots of external factors that affect what we eat. So it's not as simple as just a nutrition plan or a meal plan, right? It's really about strategies that are unique to that individual. And so whatever that individual is going through, maybe, as you said, their life is very stressful. Maybe they are looking for that sense of comfort. I work with a number of clients who experience similar challenges. And you're right. It's about tweaking and finding solutions that work for them. So what works for client A isn't going to work for client B or isn't going to work for client C. It's all about testing, experimenting, and finding those solutions and really looking at it from that holistic standpoint. Because as much as I could give you a meal plan and say, hey, do this, it's not going to really solve that root challenge that is preventing you from a healthy lifestyle.
There is no one size fits all when it comes to us as humans, because we're all so different, even in terms of the things that we like to eat, in terms of even texture too. So it's really cool that you have this culinary background, that you learned all about these like textures and flavors, and probably like if you cook this to a certain temperature that you will get this, or if you you know, mince this or whatever. I don't, and I'm making this up. I know nothing about it. Like I do love to cook, but I'm more of like a fly at the seat of my pants kind of cook when it comes to that. So teach us some of like your favorite kind of tips when it comes to cooking things.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Give us your top two.
Oh, okay. That's actually, it's tough because again, it's not ever a one size fits all kind of deal. One of my favorites would have to be, whenever cooking proteins, if you're cooking chicken or if you're cooking, and I'm talking more about animal-based proteins, even
you
meatballs.
You just read my mind. I was going to ask you about protein. So you're answering two questions. Good. Keep going.
Okay. There you go. So if you're cooking any sort of animal-based protein, and I'm going to use chicken breasts as an example here. So when you are cooking them, if it's a lean protein, you want to cook it at a high temperature for a short period of time, because lean proteins don't have a lot of juices. They don't have a lot of, you know, natural oils inside of them, so they can dry out really fast. So for example, for chicken, I'm going to put it in at about 425 for 20 minutes and cook it at that high temperature to make sure that it stays really juicy inside. And if you're cooking vegetables with it, because you can always get annoyed with those vegetables that burn when you put them all in at the same time, if you put them underneath the chicken or underneath the protein, and then drizzle some olive oil over top, whatever seasonings you like, you're going to, the oil and the fat and the juices from that meat is going to protect the vegetables from burning. And you're just going to get really flavorful vegetables that have taken on all those, you know, animal juices and the, from the protein. So
that sounds delicious.
I think that's one that people love, even with meatballs. sometimes doing that on like a sheet pan with some vegetables as well, because the vegetables are going to take in that flavor. So though that's one of my favorites when it comes to meat. General protein, and I just posted this on my social media.
Tell everyone about your social media, where to follow you.
Yeah, my social media is at Coach Kenzie Osborne. And I post a lot of just quick tips, simple things to try at home with nutrition and with cooking. So one that I posted last week was about cottage cheese. It's been trending on social media as this protein powerhouse, but it honestly is. And you can use it in so many different ways. So you can blend it into marinara sauce to make a protein rich kind of cheesy marinara sauce. You can use it in smoothies for like a cheesecake style smoothie. So I love cottage cheese, banana, strawberries, and a bit of almond butter is really good. Or you could just have it as a snack. So you can have it with some cinnamon, with some fruit. You can even go savory. So it's a really great versatile ingredient, especially if you're just looking to increase the protein content of your meals.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did see that. And I encourage all of you to follow her on socials, because she puts out some great information. And that does sound really tasty.
It is.
Yeah. What would you suggest for somebody if somebody likes something sweet? I know that you just mentioned the cottage cheese was something a little bit more sweeter, but what would be like kind of like in the dessert wheelhouse sort of thing?
Yeah, so there's two ways to think of this. So one way is if you are somebody who really likes sweets or desserts, what I like to do with a lot of my clients is make little snack packs. And what I mean by that is put a little amount of whatever sweet you like, a cookie, I don't know, a little piece of chocolate, something like that, in a small pack, and then add something that is nourishing as well. So maybe you're going to add some dried fruits, maybe you're going to add some of your favorite nuts and seeds, and you're going to make this little snack pack that you can have and you can enjoy, and you're sort of nourishing your body and nourishing your soul, right? You're taking mm-hmm. both of those in. So that's one strategy that works for people. Another strategy is actually making healthier snacks or healthier sweets. So some of my favorites are the black bean brownies, which I know Ooh. Sounds weird.
No, I've heard of it. Do tell.
They are so good. Yes. So the black beans, they are blended up, and just make sure you blend it really well, because you don't want to taste a bean when you're biting into your But once they're blended in really well, it's really starchy. So it's really like gooey. And there's no flour in the recipe. The rest of the ingredients are usually, it'll vary based on the source, but usually something like maple syrup, cocoa powder, and dark chocolate that's been melted. And it makes for this really rich, my like mouth is watering right now.
Yeah, so is mine. I'm thinking to myself, I do have black beans. I do. What else do I have? Can I do this today?
Really tasty. It's a simple recipe. I used to actually make it always for my mom, because my mom is gluten-free, so she can't have gluten products, and most of them don't have flour.
Awesome. And that's why I'm thinking of it too, because I'm also gluten-free.
Yeah. And you get a protein boost with the black beans and more fiber. So it is, it's a good option and something to try if you are craving a sweet. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm sure everybody that's listening to this, their mouth is watering and stuff.
I know the problem with doing this right before dinner time.
That's okay. And so teach us where you want to be in 3 years.
Ooh. And that's a great question. So the real purpose of what I'm doing is inspiring as many people as possible to learn how to nourish their mind, body, and soul. That's my big thing that I'm after. I went through a lot of stress, overwhelm, guilt when it came to food. And I just want to help people to be able to live a healthy lifestyle that is filled with nourishing foods, that also feels like it is complementary to their life. A lot of times we go into diets and it feels like we are just trudging through mud, trying to do this diet, this fad diet, or whatever you're trying to do. And a lot of times nutrition doesn't have to be that way. It can be something that is just a simple step one small thing at a time. And it can make such a big difference on how you feel, your mood, your sleep. I can go on. Nutrition is so powerful. And so in 3 years, I see myself inspiring more and more people. I'm right now doing a community, so an open accountability community, where there's a bunch of amazing women in there right now who are helping each other to, we call it nourish and rise. So nourish their bodies, make goals, and help each other continue to live this healthier, nourishing lifestyle. And so I think in 3 years, I really see myself continuing to grow that community. I think it's awesome having people right by your side and continuing to inspire people, you know, from around the world.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing with technology too. It doesn't matter, like, for what it is that you do, like, it doesn't matter where somebody is in the world. Even if they're part of that community, they can kind of, you know, step back into the community, get what they need, and then come back out. And then also too, what I find unique with you is this culinary background, right? For most people, they are either, most like people in the nutrition realm, they've gone through something themselves and they know, like, and that's, you can really hear it in your voice and see it in your face, the passion that you have behind this, like, truly. And it's so great that you're creating this community, because I think now more than ever that so many people just need extra support in a lot of different ways, or just need like a little bit of a push, or just this like community to tap back into whenever they need to, right? So it's all, you're creating this sort of platform and home plate, if you will, right? For people to, you know, hit the ball however they will, and they can go to first, second, sometimes back to first, as all of us as human beings, right? We're just, you know, sometimes we miss the plate entirely and be like, crap, I forgot to step on the plate when I went past it, right? But it's so great that you're kind of like, oh, the home base is here. Don't worry, you can go back around, you can do this. And there's all kinds of different options. But I love the savory part about it, right? Like there's so much online. And I think that's really what's happening to society too, is that there's just so much online. So I encourage anybody, if anybody needs that touch point, to reach out to Mackenzie and to get to be part of your community, so that you're not sort of
flailing.
Yes, thank you. around online, because it's almost like that's what's causing a lot of this stress and overwhelm in society, because there's just too much. Like, where do you start? Where do you go? What do you do? What feels right? What fills your soul? Like what you said, right? And and that can mean a lot of things. So it's great. Like a lot of the guests that I'm having is from that realm, a place of filling your soul and for you, your stomach, in a healthy way.
Yeah. And I think for nutrition, and I would say for a lot of areas of wellness as well, I think having a community can be really valuable, because as we said before, there's not a one size fits all solution. So if you have a bunch of people who are helping you navigate challenges from different perspectives, you just have all these strategies on your hands. And there's more of a likelihood that one's going to resonate with you, and you're going to say, oh, this is something that could really help me. And I've seen that a number of times within the community already. We have people from so many different countries, and it's just so cool to see the different perspectives. Someone will say, hey, I'm really struggling with this, say, afternoon sweet tooth. And you'll just have people coming in, oh, I do this, try this recipe. And I'm chiming in as well. And it's just such a supportive place that feels really great.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that's, I want to go back to like all over the world, right? So that would mean, like, you know, we're in North America, we're in Canada. And so what if somebody was, say, in Lebanon or China or even Spain or Portugal, right? Like, because they have such different culinary foods. So that would be super cool. Other people chiming in, different recipes from literally all over the world.
And that's exactly what happens. So we have people from Vietnam, from Israel. We have someone from Bolivia, and then we have people who have family in other areas as well that bring it in. And so it's so interesting to learn about them. The one from Vietnam was just sharing what their kind of Thanksgiving celebration was, and I was like, whoa. I was
That's
not expecting that. We have
awesome.
in the US, and it's so it is really fun to see those different cultures come into play. And for me, I love culinary arts, so it's also just fun for me to learn about all these different dishes as well. And then use that to help other people too, right? You learn these tricks from other cultures and you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing, or I didn't know you could do that. And that could actually really help this person who's struggling, with this sort of challenge.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you want people to know about you at all?
I think I've said most of it. I think what I really want people to know about me is whenever someone comes to me for help, it's a complete blank slate. So I have all these strategies, I guess, in my toolbox, and it really comes down to customizing every piece of the journey so that it really complements you. And so one thing that I think differentiates me is I don't generally give meal plans. It's I'm going to help you with an actual journey or a plan that's going to help you through your challenges. Because if you take a meal plan, you're going to continuously need a meal plan because you're not really going to learn much and you're not going to really address those deeper challenges. And my goal is when you're done coaching with me, I want you to have strategies. I want you to feel confident. I want you to love food and feel great with the foods that you're choosing. And I want you to feel like in whatever situation you find yourself in, you have a box of tools that you know you can use to support yourself in those moments. And so that's really my approach. And I mean, if that resonates, I would love to talk to those of you who are listening. And yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that I'd love people to know.
Yeah, and that's a very good point because it's unrealistic for all of us to stick to a meal plan, right? Because we go through different things, or it's even gets boring, right? Because a meal plan is literally the same thing. I mean, yeah, you can that might work for a couple of weeks, be exciting, but then, there's vacation, there's different time of year, right? Like I know, come fall time here in Canada, I love like making soup out of like squashes or just roasting squash or like any kind of squash. I love squash, spaghetti squash. Like, yeah, like it's just, yeah, it's so depending on what time of year, which if that's not like in your plan, then so yeah, that's great. And you and I are very aligned in that way. We're both working with the human in front of us and whatever that looks like, that is. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here. And yeah, everybody, we're gonna put a bio and all your information in the link and stuff like that. So if you want to reach out to Kenzie, you can. And yeah, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Tree. This was awesome.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of The Root of It All with Tree. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that you can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram, and we will be posting motivational quotes and behind-the-scenes content that you won't want to miss. You can always sign up to come live while we're filming this, or even join us online through Zoom. We always offer open question and answer after each episode that we don't record, so it's all private, but you can get more involved. So sign up for free at businessgrowthresults.com. And we're going to cover all kinds of different topics that you're not going to want to miss. And if you're looking for that one-on-one guidance or help, be sure to book a free screening. You can do that at burlingtonhypnosis.ca or call 905-634-4777. And finally, you can catch our podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode. Thanks for listening.